he can't hear it in Connect? Well,
I can hear it. That's fine. Keep going. As long as I can hear it through Adobe Connect.
Okay.
Yep.
See? March 24th, 4:30 p.m., RSSAC update to the ICANN community and key discussion.
Okay, well, I'll consider that. I'll see. Yeah, okay, yeah, if that'll work. Okay.
This afternoon, I have just finished a presentation, rendered by Quick, and Sungjin gave me a chance to.
Yeah, we have a technical day. We have a, together with ICANN and APNA.
Oh. And what's that going to be?
Already.
It was Monday today.
Yeah.
I knew because it ran in parallel with this morning's
session. You are experts, IPv6 experts. Yeah. You're very interested.
Yeah.
1 hour.
Yeah. Oh, that was good.
Yeah. Okay. I think that we need the ICANN platform to promote IPv6.
Right. Different from SOC or Epic, can arise the commercial awareness.
Yeah.
I know you're very busy in this meeting.
In April, we have an annual IPv6 summit co-hosted with IPv4 Forum Nadeep.
That's the one that's at the same time that I can't do.
Yeah,
right.
I know.
Yes,
I know.
I see. Okay.
At the same time, we proposed with Freddy and we co-host the mini
ICANN.
Ah,
we set Singapore.
Deliver the message.
A novel idea.
Yeah, it's a new idea. We have some invitation for large stakeholders to attend.
Well, that sounds like,
yeah, like more
it
the
could
China,
be quite
China,
interesting. Yeah.
China, the internet society from the big internet company, interested.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Alibaba, Baidu, Tencent.
Yeah.
And this time, the Baidu. Come here.
Really? They did.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wonderful.
Very
that's fabulous.
Senior people come here. Not know the role. But it's a joint, of course.
Oh, that's wonderful. Was this part of your influence?
Yes.
Oh, it's time to go. I'm now recording, so I guess we'll
They're
recording.
Oh, they're recording.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to welcome you to this session on the RSEC overview and reorganization process. This is a public update from the Root Service System Advisory Committee. My name is Lars-Johan Liemann, and I'm one of the two co-chairs of the Root Service System Advisory Committee. I'll share this burden with Jun Murai from the WIDE project in Japan. He was unfortunately not able to make it to this meeting, so I will be introducing our speakers here and also speak a bit myself about this. As you may know, the RSEC is undergoing a reorganization process, but first I would like to ask Suzanne to give an overview of what the RSEC is and what our place in ICANN is. So please, Suzanne Wolf.
Thanks, Liemann. And before, we wanted to also introduce our colleagues who are here.
Yes, we should do that. RSEC is, in its current state, primarily the executive committee. So I would like to introduce the executive committee. We consist of representatives from all the root server operators and a number of liaisons from other groups. So with me here today, presenting is Suzanne Wolf from FROOT and Bill Manning from BROOT. And I would also like the rest of the executive committee who is here in the room, those of you who are here, to stand up so I can introduce you. It's Marc Blanchet, who is the liaison from the IANA. It's Dwayne Wessels, IAB, sorry. Elise is the liaison from the IANA. Dwayne Wessels, liaison from VeriSign. Brad Bird, representative from A&J Root. John Crane, L Root. Tripti Sinha from D Root. Who else? Russ Mundy is the liaison to the SSAC. And who else? I think that's... Hirohoto is representative from M Root in Japan. So those of us are here, and please approach us afterwards if you have questions and want to talk to us. We're happy to talk to you. So, Susan, please.
Thanks, Liman. And I'm looking around, and there we have some smiling faces. Not too many. And you don't hear this very much at an ICANN meeting. We actually like it when we're low profile, and people don't seem too worried about us. But I'm going to do a real quick overview of who we are and what we do, and then we're going to talk a little bit about the reorganization we're going through, and also some of the technical work that we're doing with the root server operators in the community. I was asked to start with who we are in the ecosystem, because as the liaison to the board and one of the few RSAC people who has been regularly attending ICANN meetings for a long time, I've done this wrap. Just real briefly, though, who we are, the primary, the initial membership and key membership of RSAC includes the root server operators, all of the organizations that operate root servers are represented on the RSAC exec. In addition, we're working, Liman will talk a little bit more about the reorganization and how we're doing this more broadly, but we also work with other stakeholders from the community with a direct interest in a stable, robust root zone and root data distribution system. So we maintain a technical and operational orientation. We are not a policy body. We look primarily to DNS experts, to the CCTLD and GTLD, and should have said also, and RIR technical folks who are our principal customers and partners. We are working towards broader multi-stakeholder representation and interaction. So that's actually some open topics there, how we work with other groups in the ecosystem. And apologies for the org chart, but we don't even always know. So we thought we should include the graphical version of where we sit in the ICANN ecosystem. We are an advisory committee like several others, like the ALAC, like the SAC. What we're here to do, as operators, the root server folks are here to make sure that DNS queries to the root are answered as quickly and efficiently as possible, with the most up-to-date information available as distributed by the root zone management partners. We're here to tell people what we do and to work with the community to do outreach. We provide liaisons and support to particularly the NOMCOM and the board, but other roles and task forces as requested. And we're here to provide DNS expertise and advice on a slightly broader basis to the board and the staff and the community on issues such as DNSSEC and how it should be integrated into the root, root scaling as part of the new GTLD inquiries and preparation, and similar technically and operationally oriented DNS issues. We also work with the root server operators and with the broader community, and we will be talking about some of the substantive work underway on measurements and service expectations as relates to the root name servers. We sometimes find it useful to also point out to people what we don't do. We are not the place to go to tell root server operators what to do. We hope that we hope and expect that, you know, a role in forming the advice means that we're forming advice that root server operators and other partners can actually take and operationalize. But it's a collaborative effort and a collaborative set of relationships. We don't tell ICANN what to do. Some of the ACs and SOs, you know, have a policy function that's where the results are binding on ICANN, on the board and the organization. That's also not part of our role. We strictly support and respect the difference between the policy relating to what goes into the root zone and the operations of delivering the data to the users of the internet. So we provide, we set no policy, we have no policy role regarding the contents of the root zone. In addition, because of the nature of the service we provide and because it must be of the highest quality and provided to all internet users on an equal and on the best possible basis, we do, all of the organizations that operate root servers do other things as part of their business and operations and community activities, but we don't mix root server operations with our other operations. The separation there for operational and management reasons is quite strict. So when you're talking to any of us in our capacity as RSAC members or as root server operators, that's strictly what you're getting. Further information just on the technical and operational aspects of root servers. The chart, people like that chart because it shows some of the breadth and variety of distribution of root server resources worldwide. There's lots more information at rootservers.org, which is a public site that the operators maintain for public data. And because it's such an important topic in this meeting, we thought we'd say a couple of words on where we see the IANA functions transition process that has been so prominent in conversation leading up to this meeting and already here. A couple of very simple points for us. Most of the root server operators have been acting in that capacity at least as long as ICANN has been around and the current institutional arrangements around IANA have been in place. And the transition has been, as many people have already said here and will continue to say, has been in the plan, the long-term plan, from the beginning. We expected it and welcome it and are happy to work on it with the rest of the community. We do expect to participate in the process along with everyone else, with all the other stakeholders involved in making sure that the future of IANA and the IANA functions is stable and trustworthy for the entire community. And for us, as we participate in the discussions, in consistent with the role that we have always played, the important principle, the thing that we are always here to protect, the security, stability, and resiliency of the root zone distribution system for all internet users. Straightforward stuff, real simple, and I can turn it over to Liman to talk a little bit about how we're doing our reorganization to support some of these things within the evolving community.
Thank you, Suzanne. So I will continue a bit with the reorganization. RSAC, being one of the advisory committees, undergoes periodic reviews, as all the bodies of ICANN. And we received feedback from the last one, which we're now trying to act upon and implement. So we are revising the organizational model for RSAC, and we're building a two-layer model where we have an executive committee, and which is it's a rather small group which is focused on driving the process, and we are aiming at a larger group that we refer to as the caucus, which will be a loosely connected group with experts that we can reach out to have help with actually producing documents and doing footwork. So the executive committee consists of one voting representative from each of the root server operators, so that means 12 in total, and it also consists of liaisons to various groups and other bodies of ICANN. The number 12 here stems from the fact that Verisign operates two letters. There are 13 root server identities, but only 12 organizations that operate them. We intend to create the initial process and procedures for how RSAC is going to work in this new shape. And we also, in the executive committee, are going to select and keep track of the work items that we deal with. We're going to appoint work parties that deal with the various issues and produce documents, or draft documents, I should say, and by selecting subgroups from the caucus, and then
the executive is responsible for publishing the results of that. I'll go a bit more into the details of the publishing process in a minute. We also appoint outgoing liaisons. This is currently limited to the board and the NOMCOM, and we also accept incoming liaisons from groups that want to have liaisons with us, and I have a list on those further down the line. And also, of course, we elect two co-chairs to run the operation. So the current two co-chairs is Professor Jun Murai from the WIDE project in Japan, representing MROOT, and myself from Stockholm, Sweden, representing iROOT. And the current liaisons we have are from outgoing to the ICANN board and NOMCOM, as I mentioned, and incoming from the IANA, from the NTIA, and from the Rules on Maintainer, which is VeriSign. So we have liaisons from all the parties that participate in the Root Zone administration. And we also have incoming liaisons from the IAB, the Internet Architecture Board, for protocol-related issues, from the ESSAC for security and stability-related issues, and also from the Government Advisory Committee. The caucus, then. It's currently not formed yet, but the intent is to have it made up from people with various expertise, from DNS protocol experts, DNS operations people who operate DNS servers, actually on both sides, I hope, both on the authoritative side, where we come into the play, where the TLD registries come in, but also on the resolver side, where the internet service providers and the end users sit, because they probably have expectations on how the root service is about to perform, and hitherto they've been a bit underrepresented. The caucus will be called upon to form work parties to subgroups to work with various issues and produce draft documents. But the caucus as a whole is also expected to review all documents, meaning documents from the other work parties that you may not participate in yourself. And the intent is to have this consensus-driven so that we can find things that we have consensus around. The current status on this new group is that we are currently developing operational procedures for RSAC regarding elections, liaisons, work party formation, publication of documents, and the entire thing. We are going to have an editing session on that tomorrow, where we'll sit down and try to bring that work a bit forward. We're also going to have a working meeting tomorrow with the RSEC executive, where we hope to nail down a work plan with some time limits in it, which we will make public when it's decided upon. The publication process. The current plan in the draft procedures document that we're working with, it looks like this. The executive committee is the contact point, the focus for work items. So either if someone wants us to look at something, or if someone within RSAC realizes that there is work that needs to be done, the executive committee will kind of keep track of those issues and prioritize and so on. Once a work item is identified, a subgroup of the caucus will be established and we'll kind of make a timeline and try to specify what work needs to be done and so on. The work party will then produce the draft document, which is then circulated within the entire caucus to try to find consensus. Once consensus is reached, the executive committee will publish the document in the RSAC series of documents, which is hitherto rather thin, but we hope to be improving that in the future. The next steps we're looking at is to finish the initial procedures document. We're in a bit of a chicken and egg problem. We need to define procedures for designing this caucus. And when we've done that, we have the tools the caucus being part of the tools to devise documents. So we really need the caucus to finalize the document, but we can't elect a caucus unless we have the procedures for it. So my current take is that we will need to publish an initial version of this procedures document, and then we will ask the caucus, we will kind of appoint the caucus, and then we will ask it to refine that document and endorse it or endorse a new version of it. So appointing the caucus is, of course, a very important next step. We have inherited two documents from the old RSAC, which are now sitting in process limbo. They're pretty much ready to go, but we don't have the process for publishing documents right now. I will talk a little bit about one of them, and Bill will talk about the other one. We also realized that we need to establish better relations with the other bodies within ICANN, not only the board and the NOMCOM, but the other advisory committees and also the supporting organizations. So one of the reasons for being at these conferences is that we want to reach out to you and we want to be approachable. And of course, this is to pick up issues that are relate to the root service that are handled in other parts of ICANN, where sometimes, as not only within ICANN, but in many circles, people don't always realize that there may be secondary or tertiary effects on the root service, but we who actually operate them and deal with them on a daily basis have the experience to see that relationship maybe exists. And by participating more and being more involved, we hope to be able to advise on root service-related stuff early on in the development processes in the other bodies, so that we don't run into a head-on clash at the end when everything seems to be a done deal. I'll continue with RSAC 001, which is not just published, but it's sitting there on the shelf waiting to be published. There was an old document published by the Internet Engineering Task Force, the IETF, called the RFC 2870, and it actually had a predecessor as well called 2010, which specify a number of requirements of root servers and root service operation. That document has been outdated. It's fairly old. It's probably 10 years old by now. And it's outdated and needs to be updated. And when we started to look at that, we realized that that document actually contains two components. It has a protocol side to it, where you have expectations of how the root server is going to behave protocol-wise. And it has an operational side to it, where it talks about capacity and operational type things. And we realized that the IETF is not the correct body to specify not the operational side of it, at least. And the protocol side is questionable whether the IETF as a protocol developing body should be the ones who specify the protocol expectations of an operational service. So we have ended up with splitting up this document into two, where one document specifies the protocol side of it and is not published by the RSAC, and the second document purely focuses on the operational side and is published by RSAC, because RSAC is the only focal point for the operations of the root servers, where people get together and can form an opinion on advice on this. So the RSAC document contains expectations or specifies expectations on a number of points, including infrastructure, service accuracy, service availability, capacity, operational security, diversity of implementation, monitoring, and communication. And all of those are dealt with in this document. And it goes hand in hand with a document that is published by the Internet Architecture Board, or about to be, because we need to publish these in tandem, connected to each other, because they reference each other, and we want these references to be to you should be able to follow the references when you read the documents, so they need to be published at the same time. So that document is also waiting for publication. That document contains the protocol side. What should you expect of how the server behaves when you ask it a certain query? And that's a very short document, actually, which says more or less it should adhere to DNS standards as specified in RFCs and a few more things regarding IPv4 and IPv6 and so on. I think that's it. The next document that we also inherited is the RSEC 002, but I would like to ask Bill to speak about that a bit.